You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
I want to get an update on what happened in Ohio today with one of the top prospects in the draft, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. Could be the number one pick by the Panthers, and Lewis Riddick has been watching it all unfold at Pro Day there. Lewis, thank you very, very much. This is something that everyone has been eagerly anticipating with Alabama tomorrow and Bryce Young. Good afternoon. Tell us what you saw, and most important, what C.J. Stroud had to do and did today.
Yeah. Look, I think, Paul, first and foremost, what you saw was the leadership qualities of C.J. Stroud come out in this regard. Look, he ran the workout himself. He didn't have a quarterback coach. He didn't have his coaches from Ohio State. He didn't have a coach from one of the NFL teams directing this workout. He had it all organized, and it was a well-oiled machine right from the get-go. He came out pushing the ball down the field immediately, even in the warm-up session portion of his workout, and he was pushing it down the field with tremendous accuracy, 25, 30, 40 air yards, putting it on the money on these go routes down the sideline. And then he dialed back and then really started working through the route tree, the short, the intermediate, the long game, the straight drop back, 3-5 and 7-step, the play action passing game, the RPO-like passing game, rolling out, pushing the ball down the field, rolling left, rolling right. He did it all. Were there a few throws by late in the workout where he would like to have back and maybe he missed one or two? Sure. But by and large, he put this ball on the money. He threw the football with anticipation. He threw the football with velocity. He threw it with touch. He basically showed you everything that he could possibly show you in a scripted workout in shorts. Now it's just about, what do you think of the young man as an individual, as a leader? What do you think of his tape that he has put on his resume here during his time at Ohio State? And, you know, mainly, and I think what we all want to know is whether or not Carolina, given the time that they have spent with him here, and he went out to dinner with the entire Carolina contingent last night, how much do they feel as though he is worthy and ready to go ahead and lead this franchise for the next 10 to 15 years? My vote, pick him.
Interesting. Lewis, you've been in these front offices. You know how these days work. David Tepper came up there last night in addition to everybody else. How unusual is it for an owner to come in and have dinner with a player at this point in the process?
It's very unusual. I mean, obviously, team principals like president, general manager, scouting directors, head coaches are mainstays at these kind of workouts, especially when you're talking about the number one or a top 10 overall pick. But for the owner to now be on the scouting trail, and this isn't where it's going to stop for David Tepper. My understanding is that he will be in Tuscaloosa tomorrow with the rest of us. He will be in Lexington on Friday. He will be in Gainesville next week for Anthony Richardson. And they are going through a very, very comprehensive, exhaustive, methodical process as far as trying to figure out which one of these guys best fits them culturally, character-wise, and then as far as his skill set on the football field. So, yeah, he's taking this very seriously. And of course, and obviously he should. I mean, you've seen the situation down in Carolina. You've seen how the quarterback situation hasn't been one that has borne the kind of fruit that they need. And he desperately wants to get that situation corrected. That's why you trade up the number one overall and give up the assets that you do. And therefore, it requires you getting out here on the road and meeting these young men, you know, one-on-one, face-to-face, and not just relying on what your general manager and your team president and head coach say. Although, look, that's what you hire them for. But David Tepper is a very smart man. David Tepper has made a lot of money in his lifetime because he's made very smart decisions, both business-wise and from a personal standpoint and a relationship standpoint. And that's what he's doing. He's trying to figure out which one of these young men, is the one that I want to have a relationship with that hopefully lasts 10 to 15 years and results in some serious, serious hardware being put in a trophy case down there in Charlotte.
Lewis, 5 weeks away from the draft, you mentioned tomorrow with Bryce Young and Levitz Friday and Anthony Richardson. I mean, things can change, but for the most part, I mean, you know what these young men are capable of. You said a minute ago about Stroud, pick him. Are you suggesting that why him over everyone else, at least at this point in time?
Look, I think the quarterback play comes down to a number of different things. Let's just talk about on the field first. It comes down to decision-making and accuracy. And C.J. Stroud, there's been no one really better at doing that since his time being on the field at Ohio State. When you're talking about his availability, his durability, his frame, and whether or not he can withstand a 17-game season, not for 1, 2, or 3 years, but for 10 or 15 years, I don't think there's any question that he will be able to handle the rigors of the NFL and playing the quarterback position. As far as being able to play in the pocket, out of the pocket, being able to handle the crucial situations that come up in the NFL, as a quarterback coach just told me today, look, I'll boil it down to this. It's a third down and 2 minute league. That's where he lives. That's where he's most comfortable. Those are the kind of things that he can do. And then as far as his mental makeup, his ability to learn, his ability to retain, his ability to lead, his ability to be accountable on and off the football field, he checks all those boxes, Paul. So look, I know there'll be some people who say, well, look, Bryce checks those boxes too. He's just a little, he just comes in a smaller package. And Bryce can do many things outside of the pocket and out of structure that maybe a guy like C.J. Stroud hasn't shown he can do on a regular basis. Well, I guess then it's going to be about whether you like vanilla or chocolate or whatever your preference is. I'm just saying the entire package as it's presented in terms of C.J. Stroud is what I would be looking for in a franchise quarterback that I'd want in my organization from day one until hopefully he retires. That's all I'm saying. And there may be others who come to a different conclusion, but I can tell you this. There are many who are kind of starting to come around to the fact that as great as Bryce Young is, and we will see that tomorrow, and you can turn on any game, and you've seen them all down there in Alabama, as great as he is, I'm telling you, there's starting to become a lot of conversation about, is CJ that guy when you look at the entire package and how it fits into the NFL?
Finally, and I know there will be more conversation about it next week, but can you explain, other than the athletic ability, the phenomenon connected to Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, look, I think in the NFL, it's all about future performance projection, right? And I think scouts and coaches alike always feel as though when you give them someone who has untapped potential from a performance perspective, and that's really what Anthony Richardson has. He has untapped potential. We don't know just how good this young man can be. There's a lot of factors that go into why a guy performs at a high level or underperforms relative to his skill level. I think when you have that kind of question, NFL scouts and NFL coaches like that challenge. They get, I don't want to say intoxicated, but they become very, very interested in working with a young man like this. And from what I have heard, there are no limitations from a mental perspective. He can learn. He can do all the things from a cerebral standpoint that are required in the NFL to play at a high level. He's someone who has proven to obviously have the physical durability and the capacity to throw the football in ways that we don't see very often. And maybe a lot of it had to do with his surroundings down there in Florida in terms of him not being able to reach his potential. I don't know. And I haven't really dug into that situation off the field as far as what was around him, how he was being taught, how he was being brought along to really come up with a definitive opinion about it. But I can tell you this, there are people in the NFL behind me who are doing that work right now. And when you combine the unknown in terms of how high could his ceiling really be, not knowing, you know, if he had the best of all worlds, you know, down there in Florida, with the God-given ability that he has, that's very, very enticing, man. That's very enticing, especially in a league where quarterback play, dynamic quarterback play, is something that every team is after. And it'd be hard for you to kind of turn your back and go, well, I'm not going to really be interested here in the first round in the guy who presents the kind of physical skills that this young man presents. Now it's just a matter of where exactly do you take him? Look, he's going to go in the first round. It's just a matter of where relative to what kind of risk he poses. That's all it's going to come down to. I would be shocked if he gets outside of the top 10. I know how NFL teams think. I would be shocked if he gets outside of the top 10. Absolutely floored, to be honest with you.
Lewis Riddick, thank you for making time. I know it's been a busy morning and afternoon. Lou Riddick joining us from Columbus as we've had a fantastic conversation here to begin this hour. We'll take a break now and chew on what he had to say. C.J. Stroud would be his pick over Bryce Young, Levitz, of course, and Richardson. We take a break. Your phone calls around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We're back. We had Pro Day in Columbus, Ohio today. What about tomorrow, Alabama? You think there's a few players that the scouts and GMs and head coaches may want to see? There will be standing room only there tomorrow. And we'll be there. They're covered all afternoon long. And welcome back. Great interview with Lou Riddick, former NFL front office personnel who was at C.J. Stroud. He flat out said the Panthers should take C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young. He made that crystal clear. Let's check in with AC in Canada next.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I have done some research. And I was thinking, how come your regular callers, they call in every day? They got so much time. And, I got one twice a day. I realized they don't work. Why they don't work? Because they're too busy living in Donald Trump's stipend. Think about it, Mr. Feinbaum. Isn't that something, Mr. Feinbaum? Out here in Canada, we don't need stipend. We can use our God-giving hands. To all the southern morons, you guys make me sick. You all fat Americans, go to your store, start working, get a job. As a matter of fact, call the show at least once a week. It feeds your family. Who in the world for possibly is going to leave off a stipend? That's just great. Mr. Feinbaum, you don't leave off stipend. You leave off ESPN paycheck to paycheck. And this is why I love you even more. This is why Jim has all the time. This is why Legend has all the time. And I got no time for all this. I am working single day because I don't collect stipends or losers, just like you, AJ. You would always be my favorite jerk. But Mr. Feinbaum, I love you so much, dude, and I'll pray for you. Please do that thing for me. Holla.
Thank you, AC. Jack is up next. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Mr. Paul, I knew I was going to be next. You can't make this stuff up. I don't know how you do it every day. You're not getting paid enough money for this.
By the way, Jack, you're probably right about that, but I'll take whatever they can throw my way.
You definitely get none paid. What I really called for was to talk about Iron Man, but Chris, shout out to you. He said exactly what I want to say. This dude don't ever talk about Auburn. And I think the eye for eye man means impotent. Because he don't get up for nobody besides Nick Saban. I don't understand how this dude even looking at TV or what he be talking about. But then, by me being on hold, I heard Lewis Brennan. And his opinion, I don't, they must have bought us some free drinks or something up in Columbus or whatever, say what he said a little while ago. Because he literally said that C.J. Stroud, without having no problem with him at all, is better in a two-minute situation. Has he been watching Bryce Young for 2 years?
I don't think I've ever seen a better college quarterback than Bryce Young. I do understand some of the concerns, but you know, to me, C.J. Stroud had lapses. He was brilliant against Georgia, but there were did anyone see him play against Michigan?
Evidently, only me and you did. Evidently, because I don't understand. And then you know something? And to be honest now, when Bryce got the starting job, I was like, this dude is so small, he going to get killed. He proved me wrong. The young man.
He only got hurt one time, I remember. And I thought he came back pretty quickly from that, too.
He did. Being dressed in one, whatever, is like buying a lot of tickets. You'll never know what happened until the number come out. But I appreciate your show. And I appreciate the opportunity for me to fill in the show with Mr. Paul.
Well, Jack, thank you very much. You call back. This was a fantastic conversation. Flex is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Flex.
Hey, Paul, it's Flex. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great.
I want to talk a little bit about the David Tepper thing, the conversation you just had with Lewis Riddick. Now, Lewis Riddick's name is always brought up to be the next GM in football. And you being here in Charlotte, you know about the David Tepper thing. You know about Rock Hill and how Tepper has just bombed big time in Charlotte. And then how can Lewis Riddick say that Tepper is doing such a great job in Charlotte? And
I don't know, you're right. This franchise has been a laughingstock. Now, what he said, for those who didn't hear the interview, he said that Tepper and his entire staff, that's the GM, that's the head coach, flew into Columbus and took C.J. Stroud to dinner last night, which pretty obvious, pretty serious. I mean, you don't do that. But most people believe it. I mean, when they traded for the number one pick, it really was only going to be two people. And they'll be in Alabama tomorrow. And at some point, they'll have to decide. But Lewis seemed pretty heavily leaning toward C.J. Stroud. But listen, I mean, Tepper's a hedge fund operator. Of the 32 NFL owners, how many really know anything about football? And the ones who do know a lot about football have often been the worst owners. Can I point you in the direction of Texas? That guy played football, and he's been a disaster. The most important thing an owner can do is hire a great GM and a coach and advise, but do not get in the way. I mean, he talked about Tepper, C.J. Stroud talked about Tepper and his wife were great people. That's fantastic. But don't rely on a hedge fund owner and his wife to determine who the quarterback of your future is and of your franchise. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Let's check out Greg, who is in Alabama. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Greg, we are doing great.
Well, I guess I'm going to digress a little bit.
That's okay, sure.
I was listening to you earlier talking about sports writers, and I think the problem is there's not any good ones out there anymore that are doing it. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, I used to get the Birmingham News and the Montgomery Advertiser just to read your article and to read Al Browning's article.
Oh, sure.
And, I mean, y'all did a great job covering that. Now, I have to be honest, I got Al's because Al was my cousin. And
you know, Al was a unique individual. He was a sports editor of the Tuscaloosa News, and he left there to go to Knoxville. And I'm not sure it was the best career move he's ever made, because the Tennessee people would never accept an Alabama guy as their local columnist. And by the way, I understood that, being a Tennessee guy in Alabama. I heard the same thing.
I imagine you did. But, yeah, Al talked about that a little bit. We discussed it. You know,
well, I knew Al well, and they joked about trading me up to Knoxville to bring Al back to cover the Tide. And I'm glad that didn't happen, because I had a blast covering Alabama all those years. But, you know, we were talking about this interview we had with John Wertheim earlier from Sports Illustrated about the dearth of sports anchors. But you could say that it started with the newspaper business, and it's pretty much worked its way through all local media. Where do you live, Greg, in Alabama?
I live in Andalusia.
Okay. So,
South of Montgomery.
Yeah, there are no newspapers anymore. So that era has ended, and it's really been over for a considerably long time.
It has, but I still believe, you know, there's still some folks out there like me that would love to get a great article every now and then. You know, like I said, I used to get the Mobile Press and the Birmingham paper just so I could read y'all's article.
But, Greg, I appreciate that very much. But, you know, when I first went to work for that newspaper, it literally went we had an early edition that went to Mobile and to the beach, and then the other edition went to Montgomery and Andalusia and Dothan and Enterprise and then and Huntsville, and then the other. But that started fading away a long time ago, and it just became impossible to make that happen. Thank you very much. We mentioned the caller bracket. And one of the big upsets of the day, Jeff has been knocked out of the caller bracket. Who beat him, guys? I'm trying to remember. Susie upset Jeff in the caller bracket, so that's the biggest upset of the tournament so far. Susie advances, and we'll take on JK. Jeff is up next.
What's going on, Paul?
Jeff.
Hey, are you doing all right, Paul? I'm a little nervous about you.
I feel good.
Okay, because you were sounding great on the radio today until Lewis Riddick said he'd take C.J. Stroud. It's like all the air went out of the phone line. You okay?
Jeff, seriously, do you think I really care who the Carolina Panthers take at quarterback?
Well, no, but it just kind of ruined your whole moxie today, Paul, because you know you got pro day down there. I think Bryce Young's a hell of a talent, but I mean, it was just amazing. I could hear through the radio, the air just went out of the studio, Paul. You just seemed like you deflated, like instantly, like a pin going into a balloon. You okay?
Yeah, no, Jeff, I'm in. I've got an appointment with a therapist right after the show to try to get me off the ledge.
Okay. Hey, I'm being honest. It doesn't matter what he said about C.J. Stroud, but I think Lewis Riddick is one of the top three or four analysts at ESPN. And you know I don't give props to many people at ESPN.
I've noticed.
But there's something about that guy. I enjoy listening to him. You need to get him on more often, Paul.
Well,
I'll
tell you what he
does.
I mean, he cuts right to the chase. You know he played pro football. He's got the experience. And unlike some of the other draft analysts who just go pontificating, Lewis gives you an informed opinion.
Yeah, and he breaks it down. I mean, I was impressed how he broke it down with C.J. Stroud, how he did his own workout and things like that. So he gets it. It's not all about the, you know, the mock draft. He's not out there trying to promote his mock draft and things like that. So I when he says something, I listen to it. But I tell you what, Paul, I got to be on the same page with you. I've said for the last few years, the people that I get really upset and concerned about is the high school local athletes and the lack of coverage they get these days. You're right on the money. It's sad how little coverage these – I mean, I used to love to pick up the paper and go right to the high school results page, and you don't get that anymore. I haven't followed the high school sports like I used to for the last 5 years. It's sad.
Yeah, it's one of the – of all the casualties of local media, I think it may be the most painful because it's – and again, I don't think there's anything to sustain it. Jeff, we have to go to a break. Thank you for the call. We're coming right back with much, much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, we are back. It has been a busy one today. Quite a bit of activity here on the guest line and the phone lines, and Jim is next.
Well, the hits keep coming, Poyle. The hits keep coming. You got Jeff, great call from Jeff, even though you bashed his head in, and now you got me, who hadn't been getting recuperated over at the physical therapist at Therapy South, and they're big fans of the show, too. I had people in there listening while I was in there being worked on at Therapy South with Will and the excellent therapist, Elizabeth. She's great. So I just got
Well, Jim, first of all, are you okay? We want to make sure
you're I'm going to run a mile right now. Okay. I did a bunch of exercises. I felt like I was in Joe Namath's training room.
Well, that's good.
Don't get all excited. I don't want you to bleed all over yourself about the exciting call I'm making, Paul.
I will... I'm hoping it's a great call, Jim. I want only the
best. Well, I mean, you know, at one time I was able to take the show by storm, and I think I still got my curveball. I know I got my fastball. Wait, great call, though. People like you, the meaner you are to them, it looks like, Paul. You can't lose us. You just can't lose us.
Well, Jim, that means a great deal to me. So far, this has been a phenomenal call. This has been.
Yeah, I can tell the excitement.
Well, you know me, Jim. It takes me a while to warm up. Old car on a cold day.
I'm 39. You must be what 45 now.
I just turned 90, Jim. We had the wheel kick in with me last night.
Paul, you're stepping on a good call.
Oh,
if Brady can make it to 45, surely you can make it in 45.
You're correct.
And you know, 45 is still a real president. You know that. I don't want to go too fast for you.
I'm afraid to talk now. I don't want to step on a good call.
No.
You know, I've never done this before, so I'm
well, I can. If you get out of the way, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Now Susie can go tell her church circle. She ran all over. Great call of Jeff, and you know, so that's good for Susie, and tell her Bridge Club and all the people that I just crushed Jeff from Ohio, and he's just, you know, just a great caller, Susie. Believe it or not, he's a great caller. And this is coming from a great caller. That's what it's all about, right?
Jim,
right, Paul?
Jim, I don't know what Elizabeth does for you at her PT.
Elizabeth, I'm telling you, Paul, you would love her. You would. I'm gonna give you a little brief quickness about her. She was born deaf. She wears a hearing aid, and she's brilliant. She can hear, read lips, and she's smart, nice looking. She's excellent at what she does. I told her, you're wrapping my legs, and Joe Namath used to have somebody wrap his legs, and he would love to have had you wrap, because she's a great leg wrapper, therapist,
and whatever, you know, I've been going through.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to the airport the second the show's in, landing in Birmingham, driving to Therapy South in Tuscaloosa, and I'm asking
and
for Elizabeth.
It's run by Will. Will is the guy, Will DeBell, and Elizabeth is excellent. I mean, she's excellent.
Well, I have no doubt.
So anything interesting going on the show today, Paul? I'm just checking you.
No, Jim. This has been the best. This is the best 3 minutes we've had so far.
Well, you knew that with me
had the Woodstock artist calling in earlier, slamming Alabama.
Oh, you mean my friend I-Man?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say anything but kudos. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm telling you the truth. Yesterday after the show, Jeff and I were talking. He said, "You know, I-Man is a good caller." I said, "Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't mean this offensive to I-Man, but when Jeff brought it up, I didn't even mention this. Jeff brought it up back about a month ago when Mike Leach, you know, doing that. He said he had some great calls during the Mike Leach deal. I said, absolutely, he did. And I said, in fact, he had such great calls, I started following him on Twitter. Then he followed me. I said, now we're close bosom pals. We go out to eat together. We fraternize together. And he really meant that. I did, too. I said, I-Man is a really good caller.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jim, because there was a time.
Oh, yeah, that was a time with me and I-Man. And, of course, there's going to be a time with I'm not mentioning any other names, you know.
Jim, I don't know what I don't know what Elizabeth is doing for you at Therapy South, but you have a different attitude.
You're right, Paul. You're right. She's positive. She's dealt with an injury all her life, and she does it marvelously. I mean, marvelously.
Well, Jim, maybe sometimes we all have too much stress. Some people go to yoga. Some people go to hot yoga.
You're right. Like Jeff said, you're all over today, Paul.
Yeah.
You know what, Paul? You know this. I knew it when I played ball. You're better when good players play with you. That's why you're better with me and Jeff. You're better when we play with you. It brings the best out of you, Paul. You know that.
Jim,
I even followed William. You're not going to believe this. I even followed William. I unblocked him this morning, and I followed William from Maryville. And when I saw his picture, I almost wanted to call the police. It scared me. I mean, but he doesn't sound, I'm telling you, I had to ask somebody, was that really him? And they said, yeah, that's him. I said, he doesn't sound a thing like he looks. I mean, he sounds really good on the radio.
We run his picture. William's
white head with a beard I would not like to see that guy the way he looks in that picture on a dark alley.
No, he looks like he could do some destruction.
Well, to top it off, the blue glasses. I mean, good night.
Well,
but anyway.
How happy we are, whatever they're doing for you, they need to keep doing it at Physical Therapy South.
Thank you. I'm going to let them know that. I told him, but he asked me what to give him
Therapy
a shout
South.
Out. By the way, I was in the office and I called Danny Brams, uh-huh. And he said, who are you? I said, I was talking to somebody at Fireman. He said, who was that? I said, a great screener, Danny Brams. He's my man. And he gets me on the air, and I said, okay. He said, fine, great. Will said he listens to the show. He's another one that some guy came in there while I was talking. Said he recognized your voice, Jim, the guy in
Jim, remember there was a time you told me that everybody had turned on the show. Do you think they're coming back?
We're winning them back, Paul.
Okay.
If you can just keep it in the road, we're winning them back. We're working hard. Jeff and I are really working hard.
Okay, well, what should I do? Because I hate for this train to end. I mean, it's been a good
run. Taking the call from Jeff and I. And then don't bash Jeff too bad when he gets beat by Susie or any other female. You know, that's – and, of course, you're going to crush me, I know. I told Rams he's going to wait till the last dramatic minute, and then he's going to let Herman from German, wherever he's from, crush me in the last round. Of course, you're going to get your boy Legend through there. You know that, Legion.
Oh, sure. We'll take care of him.
I know. But we all know you've been doing that, Paul. We know that.
Well, Jim – glad to hear from you. Great to hear.
I tell you the truth, Paul. I think it's the best call on the show right now. I really believe that.
Now, Jim, I would have to say you're getting maybe the effect of the therapy is finally starting to run out.
They don't give you anything. You don't take any medicine over there.
Well,
no painkillers.
I have never had physical therapy, but Jim, count me in for whatever you're getting.
You'd love it, Paul. You really would. You would love it. I'll mark you down.
Okay, I'm in. Thank you. We're up against a break after that very positive call here from Norman Vincent Jim. We'll take a short break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Pat is up next. Hello, Miss Pat.
Hey, Paul. I just have one point today, and that is to say, hell must be freezing over, and I'm in and Jim Lovefest. Bye.
Is Pat in a phone booth where she's about to run out of time? I mean, I've never had more than a 10-second conversation with her. Not that I'm complaining. Roy is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Roy.
Yes, is this Paul?
It is.
Well, I'm first-time caller, Paul. I just wanted to call and talk a little bit about Tennessee basketball, the men's players. We've got this big thing going on now where they're saying that Tennessee cheats and probably fouls a lot. I think it was the UAB coach or whatever. Can we comment about that?
Well, first of all, it's not true. Tennessee is a very physical team defensively. Nobody's better in the country, and I think people have complained about that. But I don't think Tennessee has anything to apologize for or to whom. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's continue with Dale in Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just got a quick comment and one quick question, if you please indulge me.
Of course.
So I was walking in from work, so contrary to what AC from Canada thinks, people who listen to your show do work. But anyway, so I caught the tail end of a Mississippi guy saying something about naming their bulldog.
Right.
Paul, let me ask you a question. In your opening of your show, you're laying on the ground kissing a bulldog. What is that bulldog's name?
That bulldog is Ugga.
End of story. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So they can name it Dak, Duck, Deuce, Gobble Gobble, whatever they want to. But y'all go, guys, in Mississippi State. Love you.
Yeah, I have been face-to-face with both Ugga and the Mississippi State Bulldog. They're a little different type. I'm not a bulldog expert. I mean, they're slightly different. They're both very beautiful dogs. Don't make me choose. Susie is up next.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Susie.
Thanks for taking my call. It's a good day. I'm getting all kinds of texts from former students that I taught 50 years ago. It's pretty funny. They're like, Susie, is Miss Bainbridge? So they watch the show. I hope they're listening to
well,
me now.
Susie, let's mention it again. You have the upset of the caller bracket so far, knocking off the longtime and legendary caller, Jeff from Columbus. That was a stunner.
Well, I've got my peeps behind me. I got, you know, my teacher, my kids. But I want to, you know, I want some of whatever Jim is drinking or taking or whatever, because he was wonderful. I, you know, the last couple of days, it's now, are we, Is this bracket Jim's bracket we're voting for right now?
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to get in the middle of Jim's personal health, but it seems like maybe Jim had some, you know, maybe a pinched nerve. I don't know, something that was pressuring him, and now this lady has figured out a way to relieve that pressure because he seems like a completely different person.
Well, and I want to, Jim, I know you're listening. Thank you for your nice comments. I don't know how many times you said my name, but that was really, really sweet. That
I think,
was really kind.
Susie, I think you're in his head.
Oh, dear. But I do have to tell you, my daughter commented last night. She said, Mom, someone made a nasty comment about you on the thread. And I said,
really?
That's all part of the game, you know. And so I went to look at it, and I don't even know who this person is. I never heard of him. I don't even think he's a caller. But he called me a floozy, and I started laughing because I thought,
now,
how old are you?
Now, Susie, I think that's a compliment.
Well, my student from 50 years ago, Paul, I hope you're listening, Paul, he got on and he said, you know, something like, let it go, man. She's a great teacher.
Susie is the new sweetheart of the Feinbaum Show. Age is a number. I don't know what it means. Thanks, Susie. We're up against the break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.